home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com, brought to you by Man Chevrolet, Jerry's Body Shop, Lane's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
All right. We want to thank everybody for supporting Party Line here on WILO and on HoosierLandTV.com. We're kind of excited about this next one coming in. I mean, it is the season. It is Easter this weekend. We're in Good Friday, and nobody's planting potatoes today, that's for sure. But we'll see what happens with that. But right now, on the phone, because he's such a busy person.
I can't believe he took time out of his day for us today. Welcome to the Easter Bunny. Good morning, Easter Bunny.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good today. I guess the question is, how are you holding up?
I'm good.
Okay.
I've got Red Bull. And I'm going strong.
Red Bull and going strong this morning. What's your day consist of right now? Because being this close, I mean, I'm sure you've had a lot to do the last few weeks, but being this close to Easter, what's your day looking like?
So I get up, cup of coffee.
Coffee and Red Bull.
coffee, Red Bull, and carrot juice. That's the go-to. That's all day long.
All day long.
All day long.
Okay, okay.
And then it's in the office, and it's going through logistics.
Sure. I mean, logistics is, it's this time of the year for you, getting all over the world's got to be pretty busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's my typical day, is just I got a nice, comfortable office chair. I sit in there about all day, and I go over stuff, I call Santa Claus every now and then, get him some advice, but other than that, yeah.
Well, we'll get to a question about Santa Claus, but I do want to give our phone number out right away, 659-3338. If you have kids home from school today or little ones that would like to call in and talk to the Easter Bunny, we would love to hear from them as well. So we've already had a few questions that have been presented by folks for the Easter Bunny. You up for that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you talked about logistics, and one of the questions was when you're out and you're delivering your eggs and everything, are you similar to Santa Claus where you're literally starting, because of the time zones and everything, you're starting actually probably tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't like to get into that, because it just, it's supposed to be a surprise when Easter Bunny gets there, so I don't like to say when I start, so, but it's coming up here pretty quick.
The other question I had that's similar to that is, we had Pat Day at Day and Ginda Funeral Home had a question. He wanted to know, how do you know what level of hiding, like difficulty of hiding eggs for them to hunt at each house? I mean, do you have like a list of kids and their ages, so you know the little ones you're going to put them out pretty much out in the open where they can find them, and then you get the older ones that you want to make it more challenging?
So, yeah, I work pretty close with the guy that comes around in December. So I usually get his list when he gets done with it, and I go through that, and then I will, usually starting in January, I will go through there, and I will make my strategic plans on the hiding and all that.
So do you have a naughty or nice list as well?
I just go off his. I figure he knows what he's doing.
Well, that brings me to a question from a long-time listener, first-time caller. He called earlier because he's in class right now. JD wanted to know, are the black jelly beans really jelly beans?
Okay, so back to that naughty list. that is classified information. I cannot... Hey, if you like black jelly beans, eat them at your own risk.
Mel, do you like the Jack Bub?
I don't like jelly beans, period. Yeah, no offense, Bub.
Yeah, no offense, but they're not my favorite thing either. Well, how do you carry so many eggs? I mean, you know, obviously Santa has a sleigh, so do you carry your own, like, super-sized Easter basket, like he has his backpack thing, his sack, or, you know, how do you get everything around?
Similar. I don't have a sleigh, obviously, because there's no snow, but I usually drive a four-wheel drive vehicle, and it's super fast. That's how I usually do it. And when I go to the house, I have a backpack.
Okay. That's what I was
wondering.
So
kind of like the postal worker in towns that you park in one spot.
I'm a lot more reliable than the Postal Service.
I believe that. No offense to our friends at the Frankfurt, because everything was great when they were operating out of our local postal services. It was when everything had to start going down through Indy that we lost it. So, do you like load up on chocolate eggs or anything like that before you hit the road?
No. By the time it comes around to do my job, I'm kind of tired of looking at candy, so I just, it's normal food. I might have a nice T-bone steak and a baked potato before I head out.
So you're, the Easter Bunny's a carnivore. I do have a question from Sam, our sports director, who just had a new baby, so he wasn't able to be here, but he wanted to know, are you and the Tooth Fairy still... not necessarily at odds, but are you at least talking more and a little more friendly than what you were last year?
Yeah, we've made amends.
Buried the hatchet, huh?
We buried the hatchet. No, that's I won't go into detail how we did that, but that's fine.
Was it over whiskey or what?
I won't go into detail on it.
What's the weirdest place you've had to hide an egg?
Oh. Well.
Can you say it so on air?
I'm kind of thinking about, because you get down to Kentucky and Arkansas, and that there's, I'll name the state of, there's two states that are weird places to hide stuff, and that's Kentucky and California.
Okay.
And, yeah, don't get me started on California.
Okay, we won't. do you ever get any complaints from parents about what you're leaving for the kids? I mean, do you ever throw a toothbrush in there just in case?
Complaints from parents do not affect me. I just do what I do.
You're not there to please the parents, are you?
I'm not there. It's not. This is not a parent holiday. This is a kid holiday that they look forward to, just like the one in December.
Well, what about the adult Easter egg hunts? I mean, the Moose is having one. Are you? I mean, can we do those?
Yeah, that's fine. I subcontract that out, so I'm not actually officially affiliated with that.
Sure, 659-3338 if you have questions or comments for the Easter Bunny today.
We did have a parent bring up a question with rising egg prices. Has that bothered you at all, or do you have your own production as far as layers and stuff?
Access to a source of egg production. That it's funny, I can go in after hours and nobody's there. I just get my eggs. Well, it's kind of a free will.
Today is Friday, April 3rd. Today is World Party Day. So I'm wondering, after this is over, what do you do to kind of
unwind
and relax? And okay, you've got a little time here before you have to start planning for Easter next year.
Oh, I'm in Cabo.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's also anniversary of the cell phone. Do you carry a cell phone while you're doing your travels?
I do.
Okay.
I got it. I have to stay in touch with the production back at the factory and all that. So when I go out, I don't carry 100%. Logistically, I can't do that. So what I have is helpers that will meet me at certain areas, and then I'll restock, and then they go back. So we're packaging eggs and stuff just nonstop till it's over with. I have to have cell phone. Yep, I'm on. Of course, I can't drive and talk on the phone because that's, you know, illegal. So I do have a nice headset that I wear, and I can cover it underneath my fur, and it's all law-abiding. That's why I'm about law-abiding. You
know? Is there a Mrs. Easter Bunny?
Which one?
That's right. I'm sorry. Lots of children, lots of baby bunnies, right?
They all know about each other. It's like, I think there's a show on TV called Sister Wives. It's similar to that, only less drama.
Less drama, of course, yes. How do you keep your fur so clean and in such good shape, and your bunny tail and everything? Your ears, you know, you've got those perfect ears.
Well, I didn't
quite
know.
Quite the specimen.
Can I say what the type of shampoos I use on air? Is that
sure.
Okay?
I mean, you know, why not?
Suave.
Okay.
Suave. And for soap, I just use, you know, Irish Springs.
Oh, that's why you always smell so nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you ever have an issue where the kids are awake already? And if so, how do you handle that?
So, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I do have a canister of laughing gas. And if they're awake, I give them a little shoot of that. They start laughing, go to sleep. I do my job. I get out.
This is the, okay, Adam Shanks, our friend from Purdue University, just sent me, Santa comes down the chimney. He wants to know, how do you get into the houses if the weather's so bad and you have to hide eggs inside?
Well, Adam better watch out.
Again, that's the logistical mystery, right?
When I said everything's up and above, you know, law abiding and all that, I might have been stretching the truth just a little bit.
What advice do you have for kids who are looking forward to the Easter Bunny coming?
I'm on my way.
Okay.
Be prepared. I'm feeling pretty frisky this year, so I would, if I were you, I would tear the house up looking for him.
I love this. We have a rapid fire questionnaire kind of for the Easter Bunny this morning. You up for that?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get a drink of Red Bull here. I think I'll be ready.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Peeps or chocolate bunnies?
Oh, chocolate bunny.
What part of the bunny do you eat first?
The head.
Hollow or solid chocolate?
Hollow.
Jelly beans, yes or no?
All but the black ones.
Best egg hiding spot, couch cushions or shoes?
If they're not quite hard, I put them in the shoes.
Early risers or sleep-in families?
Sleep-in families.
Grass and baskets, is that necessary or overrated?
Overrated.
Most chaotic house you visit? You can't say your own.
The Jarmans down in Jackson, Florida.
Okay. And after all these years, what's the one thing about Easter morning that still makes it magical for you?
Oh, just, you know, just knowing that the kids are going to have a good time and get a good sugar rush at the end of the day.
A good sugar rush. I love that. All right. Easter Bunny, you've been a treat today. Mel, you have any other questions?
Cindy, it's been so wonderful talking to you. You have brightened my day tenfold.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise.
And I will be sure to leave you some nice black jelly beans before
you.
I stop by there.
Are they the pellet kind, or are they really jelly beans? I don't like either, actually. So, Easter Bunny, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking your time out of your day to come and spend it with us here on Party Line.
Not a problem.
Okay, next year, can you pencil us in again?
I will pencil you in with a light pencil.
A very erasable pencil.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah,
take
you
care. The Easter Bunny. Now, you know, what show is going to bring you the Easter Bunny this close to Easter?
Yeah, no kidding. So, no kidding.
If you are not lucky enough to maybe have somebody bring an Easter basket to your house, maybe you can go get a jackpot lottery tickets, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're ever wondering what the state with the most lottery jackpot winners is, New York. It's one of the most lottery jackpot winners in American history. According to a new study, New Yorkers have won 55 jackpots since 1992. Michigan's got 46. Virginia has 41. So I guess if you the least lucky, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Montana.
Yeah, but I think you also got to look at the populations of those states versus the others.
So then that's what I was saying, yes. Yeah. I always thought California had a lot of winners, too.
Yeah, I'm kind
of
surprised.
But again, population,
that.
Yeah, I thought they would make the list. Is there anything worse than a total stranger falling asleep on you during a flight? Yes. Well, I don't know. That and when people take their shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your shoes on. That's disgusting. Not according to a new survey, but what drives air travelers the craziest. Talking loudly on a phone is up there, too. So is having a kid kicking the back of your seat, which ranks as the third biggest pet peeve. Oh, geez. Nose picking, hair tweezing, Oh, my gosh. And clipping your toenails on a plane. Who does that?
No kidding.
If you do that, shame on you.
Yeah, no kidding.
So there you go. Those are some of the worst things that could happen while you're sitting to someone. I cannot fathom. If somebody started to clip their toenails next to me on a plane, I don't know what I'd do. They probably, might have to divert probably, that plane.
No, they'd probably be getting more than that clipped anyway.
Tell me how you really feel now.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I just was shocked to hear. Does somebody really do that? Come on.
I don't know.
Anyway.
That's just weird.
Okay. So we do want to go over really quickly again some of the Easter egg hunts that are happening. This one is coming out of Carroll County. Again, it is tomorrow, and they have divided theirs up with ages. So 11 o'clock, 0 to 2-year-olds, 11-10, 3 to 5-year-olds, 11-20, 6 to 8-year-olds, and 11-25, 9 to 10-year-olds. This is sponsored by Delphi Main Street at St. Elizabeth Healthcare. So that is happening in Delphi. Also, Mulberry is having an Easter egg hunt. That's at Mulberry Health Shelter House, 502 West Jackson Street in Mulberry. That starts at 11:30. Mel, you have one over there.
You got the Colfax. Perry Township Fire Department is having one in Colfax. That is Saturday at 1 p.m. And you can go there for their annual Easter egg hunt.
And I'm looking at the forecast. It literally says 100% chance of showers tomorrow. I don't know what time, though.
No.
Maybe it'll be one of those deals where they can get these Easter egg hunts in.
Hoping so. Also, if you're looking for last-minute gifts or whatever for Easter, the Frankfort Indoor Market's going to be going on Saturday at the Edward Jones Building at the Clinton County Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. A lot of baked goods will be there along with handcrafted items and things. So you can go out there and check out that stuff as well. If you are a volunteer and helping out, especially 4-H parents and 4-H members, parents and volunteers, on Saturday morning at 8 a.m., they are going to be out at the fairgrounds doing fairground cleanup day. And please, if you have like rakes and that kind of stuff to help, please bring them with you. Make sure you bring your gloves. And they're going to be out there picking up the grounds around the barns and stuff. So come out and help out.
Again, we'll have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the Indiana Museum and Historic Sites coming up in just a few minutes. But we were listening to Octavia and Molly talk about how they redo some of the houses out there in the village at Wesley Manor. It turns out the good news is that now you won't need to remodel your grandma's place when you inherit it. According to a Good Housekeeping study, retro pink 70s kitchens and funky green rec rooms are actually making a comeback. And yes, even wood paneling, which my son just painted over his a couple of weeks ago. The jury is still out whether we'll be matching the wallpaper to the appliances again.
Hmm.
So I guess here we are, a lot of us covering all of that up.
I know there's a lot of people might going be coming retro. Back.
Yes.
I didn't go retro. I just kept it retro.
I saw on social media yesterday where the KitchenAid has released their new color of the year, and it's another retro color.
Yeah.
It was shown in black and white. I would have had to click on the article, and I didn't have time, so I don't know what it is. But they're bringing back all of those retro, you know, Aqua's coming back. And
yeah, and
that
and
green they were talking about.
KitchenAid's had the retros for quite a while.
Yes.
And different, and even the style of the appliances as well, for that fact. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I just never... I had the opportunity if I wanted to remodel my kitchen and turn it, you know, make it more modern and everything. But I live in a 116-year-old farmhouse, and I didn't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to keep it, you know, I want to keep as much of it as, granted, it's had updates since, you know, it was built. But, you know, I want to keep, as long as it's functioning and does not need to be totally gutted, I'm trying to keep it as close to original as I can.
Sure. Now this is a sandwich survey, so I want to know what you think. So here it is. Here, how do you cut your sandwiches? The results of the Great Sandwich Survey of 2026 are in, and 48% cut your sandwich diagonal, 20% cut them horizontally, and 32% don't cut them. The survey also finds that 80% of you eat your sandwich crust on, the rest cut off the crust. Are you a diagonal or horizontal?
Depends on the sandwich.
What do you mean?
It depends on the contents of the actual sandwich.
What has that got to do with it? You don't cut your PB&J the same as you cut a ham sandwich?
It depends on the ham sandwich, what kind it is, and how much stuff is on it. So, yeah. And I don't do PB&Js anyway, because even my grandkids don't eat those. So
I don't understand that. Yeah. So if there's more on it, are you horizontal or what are you?
If it's making it for the kids, then the littles will actually get theirs quartered.
Okay, I could see that.
The bigger ones, usually diagonal or half. It doesn't matter. It just gets cut in half one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the adults, I don't cut it because theirs is usually the one that's piled the highest and with the most crap. And, you know, because they want the most crap on theirs. And it's just going to end up going everywhere. If you cut it, it's all everywhere. So, you know.
I didn't know it was so difficult.
The way I look at it, let them fight the contents. They wanted it, so they can fight it the way they want to.
I really don't cut my sandwich. I'm cutting it, I don't cut it.
I don't bother cutting it.
Do you take crust off?
No. Well, for the itty-bitties, yes, because they don't like the crust. But
I don't take crust off either. If you don't want the crust, pull it off yourself.
Yeah, exactly. If you want it cut, cut it yourself. If you're bigger.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I do it for the kids. So, mm-hmm. But otherwise, no. Every once in a while, I'll do it for the old man just because of I feel like being nice. But otherwise, I leave it, you know. He's an adult. He can handle it. So, quick reminder, if you have stuff in winter storage out at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, you are going to be picking that stuff up tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. So you're going to want to be out there. I would get in line early so you can get your stuff and be ready to get
rock and roll,
get it picked up. So that's going on at the Clinton County Fairgrounds tomorrow.
How the heck is your washing machine ruining your salad? Doesn't seem like those two things go together, does it? Scientists from Cornell found that teeny tiny bits of polyester from gym clothes and socks break off in the wash. Then, of course, they go down in the sewer. Those microplastics eventually find their way back into the waterway. They say the plastics now seem to be slowing the growth of cherry tomatoes, which could cause a shortage by summer.
Sounds to me like if their water system, water treatment system has some issues and it's not a very good filter.
Those little micro bits of plastic there.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't know. Todd Corey, that's a question for you. Anyway,
we'll be honest.
Yeah. Coming up Monday, I want to throw this out there because this is going to be on Monday after Easter. The Richeville Public Library up there, they're starting their scavenger hunt fun for any age, and this is going to run from, it actually is starting on Sunday. You can call or stop in there and get an idea of what they're going to be looking for, what's involved with the scavenger hunt. But it runs from Sunday, April 5th, which is Easter, through Saturday, April 11th, and this is for any age. You can pick up a scavenger hunt form at the library, and then you turn it in when you have it completed for a prize. So, really cool thing. They're doing this at Richeville, and they're also going to be having a kite festival in April too.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather will.
Yep.
Cooperate at that time.
Quick shout out to Brother Craig. Happy Easter. This year you are the birthday bunny. We have a lot of April birthdays, mm-hmm. and this year it falls on his birthday.
Sure.
I'm not going to say his age. I'll be nice. But well into his 70s. But anyway. That's
I thought you were going to be nice.
Well, I am. He's in his 70s and doing very well, and calls me and texts me and constantly harasses me. So this is my chance because I know he listens in North Carolina. So,
mm-hmm.
So happy birthday, Gunner.
Well, thanks to all of those folks listening far away. By the way, there are several ways you can listen to WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Of course, right here on the radio. That's an easy one. 96.9 FM AM 1570 and Boone's Best 102.7. But you can also stream. Just go to Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com and click on the bouncing bars. You can also download the apps. Yeah. And listen on the app, which is how I like to listen to us when I'm kind of at home as well, and listen to sports and things like that. So don't forget as well that the Clinton County, Indiana Special Olympics are having a champions raffle. There are only a few ways to get those tickets. Boy, Jason's been out doing his part. But if you would like to get a ticket, let us know here at the station, and we will help you get in touch with them. Because of the way this is done, they have to have proper licensing. So there's only a few people that are selling tickets, but they will be selling them until June. Here's the thing, though. First prize, $10,000. Second prize, $5,000. Third prize, $2,500. And then the first prize winner could also win a 2026 Ford Bronco Big Bend. That's if the winning ticket matches a pre-selected ticket number.
And you may be asking yourself, how can our local Special Olympics support these kind of prizes? This is a statewide organizational run raffle. And a percentage of the tickets that they sell, and I believe it was like 50%.
It is. That's the thing.
Yeah. So, you know, the ticket's $20. Only 10 of it goes to cover those prizes. The other 10 stays here in the county.
Sure. And if you missed Chrissy on the other day from Special Olympics here locally, they use that for uniforms and sports items and travel to get to, and because they have to travel quite a ways for some of these state contests. They've been going clear down to Indy area, so they use that for travel and for their uniforms and things like that. So the money that you donate, especially here locally, it does a lot of good work.
Also, I know if you look at the weather forecast, we're going to be back into the 30s and 20s at the end of next week. So middle of next week, actually, it's going to be cold. So most people aren't thinking about flowers, but you want to think about flowers because the 4-H flower sale is going on right now. You can purchase geraniums or petunias. They're $25 a flat or $2 for a single plant. You can purchase those now. You won't pick them up until May 9th. It's always around Mother's Day is when they are available for pickup. And usually Mother's Day is the day that everybody uses to gauge, you know, whether or not it's safe to put your flowers out. So it's a great time. Get your flowers ordered. You'll pay for them, cash or check, at the extension office when you order. But get that done because they're going to have to place that order pretty soon.
All right. Before we wrap up Party Line, we do have a family 4-pack of tickets for the Indiana State Museum or one of the historic sites as well. These tickets are good through the end of the year. You can plan your visit at indianamuseum.org. If you would like to win a 4-pack of tickets right now, just be the first caller, 659-3338, and you could be going to the Indiana State Museum or one of the historic sites. Thank you for listening to Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Happy Easter, everybody.